Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, our live show. I don't know how did I cut my own damn mic off, but the Monstrous Radio, our live show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, our show is interactive, so you can talk, chat with us, communicate with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Actually, I got to start saying this right because we don't upgrade it around here when it comes to business. Welcome to the Monstrous Radio live show and Rep My City TV. My bad. So, we got a special interview for y'all tonight. Y'all heard from last week, starting from last week all the way up to now, we got the final cast members of the HLR show. That's Hustle, Loyalty, Respect TV. It's the Chicago series. So, hey, let's go over here and say what's up to everybody. First, we're going to start out with the producer of the show. Like I said, he's been around here so damn much. I'm going to start filing his ass on my motherfucking taxes. What's good, Tristan? How you doing, my brother?
Yes. What's going on, E-Monster? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. You dig? I got my monster's attitude on it. Takeover Tuesday, but it's about y'all tonight. You dig?
Okay, I like that. I like that. I don't know. I guess I'm taking over tonight. HLR taking over tonight.
Ain't that a bitch?
Radio.
Ain't that a bitch? Okay. What the hell? Well, all right. Well, let's get our two special guests over here. Get in. Miss Mia Boss and Brandon. How you doing over there, Mia?
Hey, how you doing, E-Monster? How you feel?
I'm feeling good. I wish I had me a little glass of yak or something. You can't tell I don't. But, you know, I'm feeling good today.
Look, I'm sipping on some.
Ooh, wait. All right. On the next shot, put it up for E-Monster. I'm just saying. That's what it do. So, all right, what's up, Brandon? What's up, bro?
What's up, E-Monster? How you feeling?
Shit, I'm feeling good. It's your world, bro. You about ready to do this interview with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
Okay, that's what's up. So, I you know how we do it, people. We do a little warm-up around here. Throw out some independent artists for y'all. You dig? While we wait for some more callers to call in. We'll see you 312. Thank you. You sure enough appreciate it. You know what Monstrous Radio is. We play upcoming artists, upcoming authors, obviously a reality star. You dig? Let's see. We do all that. We take the underground, but we put them above ground, and we let them make quakes. So, all right, check it out. Seeing that this show is about Chicago, you dig? Let's go ahead and put Chicago on the map again tonight. So, check it out. This is an independent artist that I hooked up with out of the Chi-Town. He go by Butter the Great. Now, what I like about this dude, he has, like, the greatest fan base as an independent artist for the Chicago area. This dude's in, like, 300 different countries making moves. It is what it is. So check it out. This is Butter the Great. This is him and our Katie Got Bands. I think y'all know who that is. This is called Hella Rats, Monstrous Radio, online radio.
What up?
Let's get it.
DJ Smoke Mixtapes.
Katie.
Juju.
Hella Rats. Hella Rats. Tell 'em,
hella rack, hella bands, stomach shake, false
break your land. Niggas up and down, youngest dropping. Who fight, bitch? We ain't throwing hands. Money, y'all in my MCM. Dog falling out the ATM. I'm Katie Bear, call me DOA. If I blow this bitch, it's a DOA. So if you owe me, bitch, you better say. Money rain, but don't chop a tray. Yo, nigga on me, cause I'm getting money. He another get set time of day. You ain't MLB, then you run away. My team ballin' like Dr. J. So I see the only fucking game. When I'm talking money, we can finally hang.
Say I be done too much, cause I'm banned up and throwing like I don't get no fuck. If you ever see me out, just know them hitters with me. If I'm deep up in the club, you know my niggas with me. I got hella racks, hella racks, hella, hella, hella racks, 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 hella racks. All I want is money, ain't taking no breaks. On the stove, in the kitchen, ain't cooking no steak. Up early in the morning, I'm cooking up yay. Left hand got the pot right, whipping that yay. Nigga start telling, have to get him out the way. Nigga tried to rob, had to hit up with the K. AWNP, you know a nigga don't play. FCF, my team, you know a nigga here to stay. I'm a steak counting racks, I don't know no other way. Hella racks, hella racks, hella racks. Hit a club in the back where the strippers at. Blowing smoke, popping bottles where the bitches at. Throwing racks, having fun where the switches at. VIP in the club with my niggas at. Count fans like a money, I got hella racks. Count fans like a money, I got hella racks. My brains say I be done too much, cause I'm banned up and throwing like I don't get no fuck. If you ever see me out, just know them hitters with me. If I'm deep up in the club, you know my niggas with me. I got hella racks, hella racks, hella, hella, hella racks, 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 I got hella racks, 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 hella racks.
Yeah, that's what it do. That's Butter the Great and Katie Vance right here on Monsters Radio, our live show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, hey, check it out. Let's see. Actually, if you're in the Chicago area, hey, I got that new Do or Die coming up right after the interview. I really want to play some of this Mia Boss right now. You dig? But I got to hold it down, hold it down. We're going to get into that in the middle of the interview. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that. I really like her track. I was bumping it on the freeway today, and I was going in like I was the boss. Get it? So, all right, check it out. Here's another artist coming up out of Chi-Town. They doing some big things, you dig? Matter of fact, one of the dudes from Do or Die did something with this guy right here. He goes by the name of Direct. Chicago, hit up Direct. Let them know right now. Hey, homie, they playing your music on Monsters Radio right now.
I need somebody. Yeah, it's Ray. Wax on the track. And we're going to take it back to the west side. Where the Windy City Players roam. You know how it goes. And this time I brought my homie B-Lord, Do or Die for the ride. Yeah. I'm loving your hairdo when your tight fit, your makeup, your fly whip, your high heels, your Louis bag, your pretty smile and your nice lips. What separates you from the rest? I love the way that we connect. You don't accept no disrespect. Your attitude and your intellect. You know you're fresh and you know the rest. And I'm confident that I chose the best. Ain't gotta settle for nothing less. I'm satisfied, ain't no regrets. I made my choice and I'm sticking with it. I know you listen to intuition. Do what I gotta do to let you know, and I'm making sure that you don't forget it. And I know I've been buzzing lately, and I know that it bugs you, baby. And I know it's frustrating, but I don't wanna make you hate me. I know it's hopes at every show, and I know they wanna take me. But it's gotta be too crazy, thinking they can never make me leave my lady. Girl, you're my everything, you hold the crown, cause you're the queen. You make me feel like I'm the king, so glad you chose to be with my team. When you wave around, I feel incomplete. Love when you come, hate when you leave. Don't wake me up, cause it's like a dream. This one's a keep, and I say,
you gonna be there for me?
I ain't gonna be there for you.
Better by the one we do, cause I'm gonna be there for you. Better gonna be there for me, like I'm gonna be there for you. Better by the one we do, cause I'm gonna be there for you.
Gonna be there for me.
Like I'ma be there for you. No matter what we go through, 'cause I'ma be there for you.
Now,
cool, bail out for the summer. We can roll off in the F-550, little too small, jet off in the Hummer. I'm a roll up when it's up, five to loud, gotta have a ventilate. And allow, gotta a coffin, call the paramedics, feel like a suffocate. Now you need to redirect, matter of fact, call the rag. Gotta put them all in check, be low known for pimping, no respect. I can send you home for that, girl. Don't be choosy. Nope. We can do our love and hip hop. Let's make a move. I can buy you Isis, Priceless, Louis. What bands ain't no saying to me? Benzos with this stuff.
Now, if you wanna fuck with me, everything be alright. Never try to play with me. Let's just talk on life.
I'll be there for you. Just be there for me. Be low, keep it honey. Then come naturally. Why don't we agree? It's our loyalty. You can't find another like me.
Are you gonna be there for me? Are you gonna be there for you? No matter what we go through, I'm gonna be there for you. Are you gonna be there for me? Like I'm gonna be there for you. No matter what we go through, I'm gonna be there for you. Be there for me. I'm gonna be there for you. No matter what we go through, I'm gonna be there for you. Are you gonna be there for me? Like I'm gonna be there for you. No matter what.
Yeah.
Try to tell me that shit don't bomb. Chicago music, the whole entertainment scene is live and popping. You dig? Hey, make it happen. Go out to a Chi-Town show somewhere near you. You dig? I'm just saying. So, all right, we're about to get into this interview, so if you're going to call up, you dig? Call us up right now. Right now, 424-243-9649. And I'm going to say it slow for those of you that caught the little short school bus and used to have to wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window. It's 424-243-9649. I know you ain't got no problem pushing them big buttons. It is what it is. So, all right, we're about to open up the line. Let me get some of this little bit of background music brought to us by ChronicBeats.com. Let me see. Let me get some of this going. All right, let's go over here, open up the line to Brandon, Mia, and also Tristan from what I want to call the new hit reality show, HLR, Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, TV. It's the Chicago series. So what's up, Tristan? Hi. As we come in, seeing that you're the producer right before we get to our two stars of the show, I want you to go ahead and set up the show, but I have to say first, Mia and Brandon, before Tristan sets up the show, I have to tell you, I think he's trying to steal my job around here. So don't make me hit you with the Grammy music, bruh, but set up the show and tell the people what it is all about, Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect TV.
Well, I hope everybody, if you haven't got a chance to catch the first episode, or watch the trailer or the introduction episode, you can catch that on YouTube at Hustle, Loyalty, Respect TV. Basically, setting up the show, it's a reality show. As everybody can know, I probably done said that 2,000 times already. Or you can look it up on my Facebook page. I done said it a lot of times on there, too. We have Mia and Brandon in tonight. Brandon played a big part in the first episode. If you have not already watched Mia, she was not on the first episode, but her name was most definitely said through the whole episode. If you have not already saw that, neither. Mia do make her debut on next week's episode when me and her meet up for lunch and talk about the craziness that Chrissy started at the grocery store. Can y'all believe Chrissy wanted to argue and fight with me and Brandon at a grocery store? We trying to buy food for Brandon's trip to take on the road, and she want to fight with me and Brandon in the grocery store. How ratchet was that?
Not only did I think she was going to bust you in the head with the salad dressing, you did. I like how you try to take the high road and walk off. She's like, oh, no, not that shit. No, don't walk away. Here I come. And then you walk, and she's like, see, ain't this some bullshit? Then you hear in the background coming. No, fuck that. You ain't walking away from me. So she tries your ass down for a hot little minute. Yes, you have
yes.
The show. Oh, my goodness,
yes.
The show.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Go ahead. You know, I'm so excited about this whole series. My bad.
That was, that whole moment was crazy. Like, for one, we in a store talking. She brought her beautiful friend, Angel, and her Angel's cousin. And we was just in there talking, and she wanted to bring up stuff that I didn't really want to talk about. And I called myself walking away from the drama, but the little girl followed me out the store. She followed me. So
Right. We ain't going to tell y'all too much. You got to go check the series. Tell them again how they can get to the thing, and then we're going to go over here to Mia Voss.
You can check Hustle Loyalty. You can type in Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. And make sure you guys subscribe to the channel as well. Every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
That's right. And don't forget to comment and share on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. It's all right there when you push share. And all your other media social networks. You dig? So, all right, let's go over here and talk with Mia Voss. And Brandon, you know how we do it around here. We might be monstrous, but we still gentlemen, and we take care of the ladies first. So how you doing over there, Miss Mia Voss?
I'm doing fine. What's up? How you feeling for the second time?
I'm feeling good. I know, huh? Well, all right. Well, first thing first, what we do a thing around here, what we call a monstrous radio ghetto weather report. We used to have a weatherman. We really did. We used to pay him in food stamps. He's talking about he's too good to take him now. When I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. But why don't you tell us where you at and what's the weather like right now?
I'm right now on the west side of Chicago, like around the northwest area. It's like about 76 outside. It was kind of hot earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's still good, you know?
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, so let's get into Mia Voss so people can get to know you outside of the show. You dig? So outside of the show, you know, the whole HLR outside of that, who is Mia Voss? I mean, are you a mom? Are you a cashier, a player, a pimp, a pusher? I mean, who is Mia Voss?
I'm a single parent. I'm very independent in anything that I do. I work two jobs at the moment, and it's like I'm just trying to walk in the right path, you know. Like, I still got my little hustle in me, like, you know what I'm saying, because me and my baby, we ain't going to starve, you know. But
right.
I'm more on the positive side, you know. I'm going to get back in school, you know, actually I'm going to graduate. I got a couple jobs that they offer, you know, better pay, you know, like my living becoming better. So I don't have time to be worrying about what somebody say about me, you know, what somebody think about me, because at the end of the day, you know, I was born alone. So, I'm out here alone. So it's like, well, I don't condone what people say.
I'm just
doing positive things, you know, keeping my head above water, you know. Just trying to make it be balanced, being stable. That's it.
Right. Okay. So now, throughout, you know, your lifestyle, what you got going on outside of the show, how did you end up even getting involved with a reality show?
Well, I got involved with the reality show from Chrissy back in the past. We was cool. We did have a relationship, you know, far as networking, you know, going job hunting, and, you know, just associating, you know, but it wasn't really nothing personal. So we end up reconnecting at Malcolm X, and she told me, was like, you know, I ran into this guy, this producer's name, Tristan. He got a show going on. I thought that you would be, you know, she called me geek about it, like, yeah, girl, you know, I did it, and I want you to do it, too, because I know you crazy. We both crazy. Put us together. You know, we'll make the show. Put it forward. So, you know, that's how I end up meeting up with Tristan. That was a blessing. And I appreciate him for having me on the show as well. But, you know, Chrissy opened the door. I won't say she opened up the door. She just gave me the key. I opened up my own door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was it like doing the show?
It was very interesting because I'm, you know, with six cast members that I don't know. Really, I don't know Chrissy, you know, because even when we was cool, she had, like, some shady parts about her,
So it's like, she a type of person you only can mess with, like saving you ain't really got nothing to do, and you know what I'm saying? She like a last resort. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we do have, you know, but just interacting with everybody else, it was fine. Now, I know, but you got to keep on watching the show, that everybody keep on breaking my name up. But honestly, I don't have a relationship with none of them. You know, nobody know me. It's like I'm just it's just my name getting popping up in there like a pimple. Like, come, you know, and nobody know me. It's like I never deal with you. You never knew me. You feel me? You don't know what I do. You probably heard. You know what I'm saying? And you know you can't listen to the rumors all the time.
Right.
You know, I'm still learning. You know, but it's exciting. You know, I love meeting new people, and I just love interacting with other people as well. You know, so it's like it's a learning experience.
Right. Okay. So, you know, so what's up with you in this music game and how it plays into the reality show?
Well, I'm back in the studio. I've always been in the studio just making music and stuff like that. But actually, I'm just getting my legal parts done, you know. So it's like, it's kind of like, it just, you know how it can get complicated sometimes, and then by me working, single parent. So sometimes it might seem like, oh, yeah, I ain't putting nothing out there. I ain't doing no video, but I'm always writing. I'm always working. You know, and I'm also, you know, in need and looking for a manager as well. So if anybody out there is listening and you want to network with me, you know, I'm open for a manager, you know, because I feel, you know, it's cool what I'm doing, but it could be the best. You know, I know it's going to take a team or a group to get me where I got to go. Not just, me or Boss, I could just do it. No. It's going to have to be other people that believe in me as well and see my talents and my work and want to push it out, you know? So I need to get out there more and push out more good music, you know, and so everybody can see my talent. So, you know, I'm just open, and I'm just out there searching before I do anything without my legal, you know, wife.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to slap your track right now then. You dig? See, now, we don't set it up. I think right now is a prime time. But while I get it together, go ahead and tell people how they can get a hold of you if they'd like to be your manager or do collabos or book you out for a show.
Okay, you can just hit me on my email. It's miaboss300@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. That's miabossjamia. I got a fan page. It's miaboss. I got a Twitter page, miabossmia. I got a SoundCloud, miabossjamia. You can hit me up, like, you know, I'm not hard to reach. So if you really want to get in contact with me, I'm not hard to reach. I answer to anybody that texts me, even, you know what I'm saying, if it's, oh, what's up, trying to get the answer to everyone, you know. So that's where you can meet me at, you know. I will throw my number out there, but you don't know who out there watching, you know, listening.
Hello. Right. So definitely hit her up with those things. And if you happen to miss it, don't forget you can listen to our archive 365, 24 hours a day. So you can always go back and get that information. Or you can hook up with Tristan, or I can even connect you with her also. So and she will get back to you no matter how important she may become, because this is her track right here called Important, Mia Boss, right here from HLR on Monsters Radio. Check out her music, okay?
Every time you see me, it's like an appointment. Appointment. I'm so fucking important. Important. This is stage potent. My way, no way. Or you could vanish your way. I'm so important, like it's a hot love day. Free bands, got bands, it's a giveaway. Free bands. MIA, bitch. I get that, I flip that. 20 bands, I hold that, can't fold that. It's roll like that bitch ass. Fuck fool, I skip class. I chase out that fast bag, and I ride off in that red bag. Now look me up, it's a real fact. Fuck to the beef, I handle that. These demons said he coming back, I fall back, they jump out. I stand tall, don't punk out. Catch me in the whiteout, I got these hoes about to fall out. Me a boss, I ball out, getting money on this cash route. Every time you see me, it's like an appointment. Employment, employment, I'm so fucking important. Important, important, bitches say, potent, my way, no way, or you can vanish your way. I'm so important, like it's a hot little day. Free bands, got bands, it's a giveaway. Free bands, free bands, free bands, free bands. Am I eight, bitch? Am I eight, bitch? My money never hold out, say hello. Bank account, my checks, bitch, they don't bounce. And all I hear is that click the bound, that click clack, I pop out. Bad bitch, I pop out, I cash out, I lash out. Fuck the toes, I flex out. Catch me in some form, cause that last nigga was born. Catch me in some form, cause that last nigga was born. I don't call, they call me. You know I gotta say something free, cause every bitch they envy me. She started at the H3 every time. It's like an appointment, employment, employment. I'm so fucking important, important, important. Bitches say potent, my way, no way, or you can vanish your way. I'm so important, like it's a hot little day. Free bands, got bands, it's a giveaway. Free bands, free bands, free bands, free bands. Am I eight, bitch? Am I eight, bitch?
Yeah, that's me and Boss right here on Monsters Radio. You want to hear more of that track? You better hit up them numbers and them sites that she going to give you how to connect with her. So that's what it do. That's what it do. So I got two more questions for me and Boss before we get over here and talk with Mr. Brandon. My two questions is, and please only go as far as the trailer went. I want to know, where was you coming from for you to almost get into it, for you to hit some, look like you're going to hit somebody with your car, and is that in this episode coming up on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Actually, I just got off work.
Okay, talk up just a little bit louder.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was just getting off work. I was kind of looking a little wretched, so excuse me about that. But that happened, like, in real life. A car came to me, or I was on the side of the car, and it was, like, an older couple. They was in their 50s, and she was just like, you know what, you better not touch my, she was like, you better not touch my effing car. I'm like, what? She's like, you better not touch my car. I'll whoop your ass. So I had to calm myself, so he kept it moving. That's when, you know, my baby was in the car, like, Ma, you heard what he just said? I said, oh, hell no. So I rolled up to him, and I said, what you just say? F you in your, boy, it was cracking. I don't want to say too much. It was cracking for him. I'm sorry, the lady was in there. Huh? What'd you say?
No, go ahead.
The lady could have been old enough to be my fucking grandma. She up that time about. She's like, your ass probably ain't got no damn job. I said, look, bitch, you know I can. I said, you see the outfit on? I go to work. I got a job. It was just, I can't believe it. It was just like the old couple seeing me, probably being on the side of them, because I know how to drive real good, thinking I was going to probably crash their damn car. You know what I'm saying? I told her, I could drive.
What? All right, we're going to leave it there. So is that on this episode Sunday? Tristan?
Oh, no, that is not. That happened before filming started.
Oh, okay.
It was still interesting. It's on me, a Facebook page. Y'all can most definitely look at it there, because my favorite part was when she was like, and I hit the bitch. I'm like, lady hit the Mia, she hit the people's car. Like, watch the video on Facebook, on her Facebook page. It's so hilarious.
Right. Believe me, you got to see it and then go check out the show afterwards and catch all the other stuff that goes on around it. But, hey, yeah, definitely check out her premiere this Sunday night on the YouTube TV channel. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to the man. What's good, Brandon?
What's good, E-Monster? How you feeling?
Shit, I'm feeling pretty good. You dig? So, all right, let's go ahead and break you down right quick. You know how we do it. We want to know who is Brandon outside of the show. You dig? Who is you as a person? Are you a cashier? Are you a father? Are you a pimp, player, pusher, pastor? Who is Brandon as a person?
It's funny that you mentioned who is Brandon. Is he a father? Well, I do have some awkward news. I am expecting a child. So I really do have to step up my game a little bit because fatherhood is something that is really important to a child. I don't want to be a deadbeat. And outside of the show, Brandon is basically Brandon. That's how I'm going to put it. Brandon is all over the place. Brandon is a working man. He's busy. I work at Domino's as a driver. I'm always on the road. I'm always doing this. I'm always doing that. So I'm very energetic. I'm very confident in myself and my abilities. So that's who Brandon is, just an upfront person.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, hey, I'm glad you said those important things because now I can say congratulations. Because, you know, sometimes people be like, I got a baby on the way. And there's that awkward moment. You dig? So, mm-hmm. All right, congratulations on that, bro. You dig? Yeah, we can tell
Thank you
was a little energetic getting around. You got a baby on the way. I'm just messing with you. So, all right, go ahead and tell us, how did you end up getting involved with this reality show right here, HLR?
Well, officially it started as I saw my bro Tristan. He posted up a video saying how he was looking for cast members. And me being an actor and a singer, and I see a reality show, I just want to, you know, take it and see what I can bring to the table. And I talked to Tristan for about, I'd say, 2 hours, and he was really liking what I had to tell him. And then we just went up from there. So that's how I got into it. I saw the Facebook post, and I just reached out, and we talked, and that's how it all got started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what type of actor are you? Because, you know, there's different types of actors. I'm not trying to say no funny shit. I mean, you know, like there's improv actors, you know, stage actors where they do plays. There's movie actors. So, you know, what type of actor are you?
I like to do movie and stage. I did a couple plays back in my grammar school and high school days.
Mhm. Okay.
They were entertaining, okay. But mostly I'm headed towards movie. That's what I really want to do. So that's the actor I'm going to become.
All right, that's what's up. So I now me as along with a lot of other people, we actually watched the show. So tell us, bro, we talked about it yesterday. So what's up with you and your driving so aggressively? Is it other people on the road, or is it? Could it be you? I'm just saying, because I've seen the episode, you and Tristan almost getting into a fight in the car. It is what it is. But tell us about that, bro. When did you learn to drive? Hello, I'm going to start with that one.
Well, I'm not an aggressive driver. Most of the time, it's the people that's in the car that makes me aggressive. I may be a little aggressive sometimes. Yes, I do admit that I am aggressive. But I'm not an aggressive driver. I try to stay calm. I try to stay calm and whatnot. But, you know, some people just like to test you every now and then. You can't just stop the car and just walk out in the middle of traffic and knock on their window. So you got to turn up in the car a little bit.
You cannot drive. Right. Let's put that like that. Brandon, you cannot drive. I called the DMV and I asked them, can they please revoke your motherfucking license? But you cannot drive.
Me no, a, you can't
no
drive.
No offense to you, but me, a,
you
me
can't, drive.
Can't drive. Neither. None of y'all can drive on the show. I don't know. Y'all, I don't need to get y'all license revoked. I'm the best driver on the show. Let's put it like that.
You drive like a speeding bat out of hell, so I know you can't drive.
Well, that may be true. I'm heavy-footed.
Okay.
So, all right, bro. So, what can people expect to see from you throughout the season, Brandon?
Well, unfortunately, life has just set me back during this season, which you will see in a couple of more episodes. Me going through what I had to go through with my grandma, she was in the hospital at the time, so I really did devote most of my time with my family and making sure my mom and my brothers, they were all straight. But you will see some of that in the show. You're going to have to stay in tune to see what I'm talking about. But in terms of what I brought, I just brought a fun-loving person to be around. Like, I'm a cool, energetic person. And because of the setbacks that I recently just talked about with my grandma, I really didn't get a chance to get in the studio like I wanted to. But best believe you're going to see that soon.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to ask you this, and then we're going to ask me a boss, and then we're going to go over here and check in with some of the callers. Because I bet you some of them are over here like double dust, just waiting to get in and ask y'all the questions. So, all right, Brandon, I'm going to ask you. Look, they like, hurry up, E. Brandon, what do you hope people to get from you? Today, at the end of the season, what type of impression do you hope people get from you?
The impression that I want is that I'm energetic, like I'm just fun to be around, a good, kind, spirited guy, because I am actually fun to be around, I must say myself. Like, I'm a cool, chill person. I really don't get into confrontation unless you try to go there with me. But I'm usually chill, but I'm not the type of person that you should toy with because I'm not for games. I don't play games with people. It's got to a stage in life where if you ain't about the money, then what are we talking about? We have nothing
right,
in common
right.
no more.
Right.
So that's I'm all about business.
Yep. Well, we can tell you ain't about no games when you're driving in the car. You quit to cuss out a back street driver. It is what it is. But what about you, Ms. Mia, boss? What do you hope people get from you at the end of the season?
Well, I know everybody probably like or thinking, oh, yeah, she's very drama. She loud or she ghetto. You know, they might say she look cute. She dress nice. She bossy. She independent. And that's what I am. I'm a very independent person. I don't take no shit unless you take it out, you know. I'm very bold, very direct, and I don't mind, you know, keeping it true to somebody. I don't mind telling you how I feel. I'm that type of friend that's going to tell you, okay, girl, you need to stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or you need to put it together. Or, girl, you A1. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't flee, okay? You know, I compliment a person before I talk about a person. I will help a person and feed a person before I bash them. You know, that's the type of person I am. I'm a very giving
right.
person, you know? But I know it's multiple, there's a lot of personalities with me. You know, I'm an Aries. I'm full of energy. I'm full of love, you know, drama. You know, it's like, I don't know what people think, but I want them to get that I'm a loving person, and whatever they see, I'm better than that. You know, whatever you hear, and you know what I'm saying, I'm way better than that, you know? I'm more of a good friend, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you will come. All right, come on, we're going to link up. We're going to go party. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go do this. We're going to go shop. We're going to go, you know what I'm saying? I like to ball out. You feel me?
Right.
Call me when you're ready to ball out. I'm one of them type of friends. You feel me? We're going to, you know what I'm saying? go get the block, you know? We already got our cars. You feel me? We're going to ride out, you know? But I'm the type of person like
right.
that. And I'm not no hater either.
Right. That's what's up.
I'm going to have you get on.
That's what it do. Hey, it's hard to find people like that sometimes, for real. Some people, you know, they won't try to help people get on. You dig? So, all right, Tristan,
okay.
Anything you want to ask before we go over here to the caller?
I guess I can ask both of you guys this. After this goes for you two, both of you guys, Brandon and Mia. Since we done filming, are you excited for the reunion show in a couple of weeks?
I'm going to let Mia at boss ask that first.
No, I was just about to say, I'm going to let Brandon talk about that because they always say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, keep your mouth closed. But I just know I'm going to be there. But, you know, I don't really, y'all already know, I don't like that girl. I'm not about to be phony. You know, I gotta be presentable, you know what I'm saying, so I could do the show, so I could get what I got to say across. So it won't look like, oh, yeah, well, Mia try to not, you know, she not try to come on the show, and you know what I'm saying? So if she respect me, I'm going to respect her. But if not, and it go up the roof, it's just going to go there because I'm not playing. And she did say some little stuff that did touch me, and I'm keeping it real. It did. This is about my grandmother, so I'm not trying to period, talking about, you know what I'm saying, nothing about no show or none of that. You know, so it's like it's getting real personal, though. But I'm really excited to state and let everybody straight about what, you know, because I know everybody... I was mainly talked about in a, you know, in a show, so I'm here to state facts. Like, you know, I'm here to state so to support me. You feel me? And support my name, Ben Jim Summers the Third.
Okay.
Right,
then.
Right.
So, Brandon, what's how you feel about being at the reunion show in a couple of weeks?
Being at this reunion show is definitely going to be intriguing. We got a lot of hostility in the air. We got a lot of stuff going on. And when it all comes together, it might just be explosive. But y'all guys got to stay tuned and see that. But I'm excited.
I think it most definitely going to be explosive at the reunion show. There's a lot of bad blood in this group. Like I said, when I put everybody together, nobody really knew each other but Chrissy and Mia. And the two best friends happened to bump heads. So it's going to be very explosive at the reunion show, I think.
Yeah, hey, I think it is, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to make some calls. I know Don King. I'm going to try to get it on pay-per-view. I don't know if he's going to call me back. I still owe him $30 on the Sugar Ray Leonard fight, so he may not call me back. But it is what it is. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting enough to be on pay-per-view. I'm just saying. It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, let's go over here and check in with some of these callers and see what they feel about the show, if they got to ask you some questions, you know, about last night or, you know, about the interview. So, all right, let's go over here and get into them. And remember, people, remember, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to hurry up and hang up or nothing like that. If you don't want to talk, just don't say nothing or just say, I'm calling to support the show. You dig? Don't let Tristan scare you into... You know what I mean? Like, he's going to hit you with the garbage can and you want to shoot off his pinky toe. It is what it is. It is. We'll keep it moving. So, all right, we're going to check in with 312 first, 925. Who we got on Monsters Radio on the HLR interview? Hello.
Hey, what's up? You got me, Malcolm, on the radio, a.k.a. The Lyricist, of course. It's good to be back on the show for a second time calling in on HLR and Monster Radio.
What's up?
How you guys doing out there?
What's up, Malcolm?
I'm great.
Hey,
I'm
Brandon. Hi, Tristan Poole. Okay, so I got a question for Brandon. How does it feel being on the show?
Being on the show was kind of weird at first, I'm not going to lie, because it's like, it's a group of six people that I really didn't know too much about, and so I had to, like, sit back, because I'm the type of person that sits back and, like, thinks before I react. I got to get to know you before I can. So I got to get to know the people before I'm comfortable. So it was kind of, like, weird at first, but after I got to know everybody, I was pretty cool, everybody. I don't have any black butt with anybody, so I'm actually pretty good. It's pretty good being here.
Yeah. That's good. Did you feel like it was any challenges dealing with anybody?
The most challenging to deal with was definitely, I can't really pick one because everybody has their own moments. Like, everybody was rough around the edges. Everybody had that moment where they didn't like a certain person or didn't like what they said. But I'm the type of person, if you don't like what I said, just come to me and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Like, maybe we can talk it out like real men do. Don't go behind my back and just sneak this because I don't like that. That's only going to make me mad. Everybody's personality is definitely, it's not the easiest, but you learn to deal with it.
True. Okay, I got a question. I got two questions for you. The same one. Hi, Mia. Hello, is she on?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Mia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You probably don't even recognize me. Last semester from Malcolm X, we used to sit next to each other up in the music room. You probably remember me.
Yeah, I think your voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you feel being on the show? How you feel being on the show?
I feel kind of great about it, and then it's kind of, you know, I love acting. I love the views and people looking at me, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a blessing to be a part of a show like this, you know? So I just think it's a blessing. It's a good opportunity, you know, for networking. And, you know, maybe some success might come up out of it. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question. Would you say all publicity is good publicity, or do you think that there's such thing as bad publicity as well?
All publicity is not good, you know, but a little bit of it is great, but too much of it can, you know, turn your viewers or the people that's looking the other type of way. So I know, you know, in and out the show, my name has been out there and this and that, but you know of me or you see me for the past, you know, probably about, 7-8 months we've been in a semester, and you know what type of person I am. I'm not one of them type of person that I star stuff. I'm not one of them type of person I woke up to you. I'm at my business. I you feel me? I look sleek.
Yeah.
I be on my phone, don't I?
I tell you that you always come out with some food.
Okay. So it's like I'm just an uptight person, you know, and people just don't like that. But you know, all that negativity and all that extra exposing is not really called for. But so it's like it could go a negative way and a positive way with it. So
you're right. I know you got it. You got it. Well, everybody,
okay.
It's good to be on the show. Tristan, text my phone. We have business to attend to, sir. Monster Radio, you guys, it was good talking to you guys. I'm about to get out of here.
Okay, that's what's up.
Can we ask you one question before you jump out, bro?
Yes, yes.
What was your favorite scene from last week, from last Sunday's show?
My favorite one would have had to been when Tristan was like, when Chrissy was like, she said, you told her she don't got no man. I was dying. told her she don't got no man.
She said Mia Boss don't have a man.
Right, that's what
I'm saying. And I was like, wait. And my mouth dropped like, this girl just said this girl don't have a man, ain't gonna have a record label deal. She said she just said a lot, and I was like, what? So, yeah, it was crazy. Because I never heard Chrissy talk like that about Mia, which is the reason why I call Chrissy fake, because when she was in front of Mia, she never stood up to her like, oh, yeah, bitch, I'm going to beat your ass. She always was like, hey. So I felt like it was fake. But it was weird seeing her stand up to Mia for the first time.
Well, I got some advice for y'all. Don't eat steaks with snakes, because playing in that playground ain't too nice.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So, all right, he is now an official repeat offender right here on Monsterous Radio. That's what it do. So, all right, let me see. Let me get to another person that's been over here for a while. Let's see. Ooh, this person's been hanging in with y'all pretty tough. 757-839, who we got on the line? Hello.
Lula, what's up?
What's good? Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm just calling. The brother Brandon, man. Shout out to the TV show and everything.
Thank you, Lou.
Y'all got some questions for me or something? No, you
saw me. Did you check out Sunday show?
Nah, I didn't get a chance to check out. I'm just tuning in to support, man. Trying to show support whichever way I can, you know.
Okay. You going to check it out this Sunday?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go on YouTube and I just looked it up. I'm gonna watch it after we get off the phone and everything, support and shit, you know, push the movement.
Now that's support. That's what I'm talking about right there, dude. You get the monstrous stand for the night, damn it. Cut the cow right on your motherfucking back like a handicapped sticker. Yeah, that's support right there. Thank you, sir. You got at least one question for them? It could be about anything, you dig, relating to the show.
Oh, what the next show going to be about?
The next show is about me and Mia meeting up, discussing about what happened with Brandon and Chrissy at the grocery store. And Mia makes her debut. And Chrissy meets up with her friend Angel, and they talk things out. Once you watch the episode, you will see a preview the next week as well. So, support the episode.
Okay, that's what's up. So, hey, big shout out to Lou for calling in and showing some support. So, all right, we're moving on to the next one. I got to put Lou's name in here so we make sure we got him written down. Let's see, 872202. It's your turn right here on Monsters Radio Live. You want to talk to our guest of the night? Hello.
I'm just calling in to show my support for HLR. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Okay.
Have a good night, you guys.
Thank you. So it looks like y'all getting a lot of love now. Hey, you did. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Tristan. Set up. Tell us what can they expect from this Sunday.
Like I said, me and Mia meet up, and we discuss what happened with the crazy stuff that Chrissy attacked us about. Mia have a lot to say, and I say a couple of things that I may probably regret now. I think I said somebody click left their body. If you see the preview, Chrissy and her friend, they discuss what happened with the craziness that Chrissy started at the grocery store. So basically, you just get to see the discussions, and the other stuff is a surprise. You have to stay tuned to next week. It's always going to be a twist to each episode.
That's what's up. So, all right, bro, go ahead. Give out your social network. See, when I be talking to y'all, the show go by so quick. I'm supposed to be playing way more music than this. But it is what it is. Great interviews. Hey, that's just what happened. So go ahead and tell people how they can connect with you personally, Tristan, in the show, on the social networks, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, things like that.
You can catch Hustle Loyalty Respect every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. You can like our Facebook page for all types of updates at Hustle Loyalty Respect. And you can follow me on Instagram at the_real_Tristan, TRISTIAN. And you can add me on my Facebook page at Tristan Hendrix, HENDRIX. And I always have so many updates for the show. And it's best to follow me on them social networks so you can see how to get you a spot on season two. So stay tuned for that.
Okay, that's what's up. So stay tuned for that, people. You might want to get involved. I'm just saying. So we'll go to the lady, Mia Balls. You got any? Let the people know your social networks one more time. And you got any shout out?
Oh my God, that is so crazy. I'm on a phone. Oh my God. Oh shit. Okay, and you can find me, my Instagram is Mia Boss with the underscore. My Twitter page is Mia Boss Mia. My Facebook page is Mia Boss Jamia. My SoundCloud is Mia Boss Jamia. My YouTube is Mia Boss. My Gmail email account is MiaBoss300@gmail.com. And feel free to hit me up anytime. I'm open for conversation or anything that got to do with business related. Or music, just hit me up, you know. I'm down for it all.
Okay. So you got any shout out?
I want to shout out my grandmother. She passed away last year. Her name is Gloria Williams, so I shout out to her. She's watching over me, protecting me. I want to shout out for my father, God, giving me the motivation, giving me the opportunity to be a part of this show and, you know, just to keep my head up and be focused. And I just want to shout out my little girl, my firstborn. Her name is Tyler Hall. I rock and go all out over and beyond for my baby, and I'm going to make it to the top regardless, you know what I'm saying, of what the circumstance is. And I just want and let everybody know, hold your head up out there. Change is coming, and everybody's going to, you know, I just want everybody to live life. You see, it's too much positive stuff is going on than negativity. You know, people die. People losing loved ones. You know, we just need to stay positive, stay prayed up, and just, you know, and just be open for success.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. What about you, Brandon? Let people know your social network and any shout-outs you may have.
Okay, so you can like my Facebook page at Brandon Davis. That's once again Brandon Davis. And you can follow me on Twitter at BMAN8567. That's BMAN8567. You can hit me up anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter, as long as it's pertaining to music and or acting, business related. I will hit you back up immediately. You can also check out my email at BMAN8567@gmail.com. And I do want to shout out one person. He did call in earlier. He's been a big supporter of HLR, Lou Love. He's an upcoming Chicago rapper. So just tune in to him. That's L-O-U, Love. You can check out his YouTube page. That's L-O-U, Love, Lou Love. Go add him on Facebook. He's definitely a dope artist, someone I plan to work on and with in the future. So just check him out. Once again, that's Lou Love. And once you can add me, Brandon Davis, that's my Facebook, and my Twitter, BMAN8567.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, hey, I definitely appreciate all y'all, you dig, for coming on the show throughout last week, you know what I mean? Even though I screwed up on Friday, that's my bad. But we made it up on Sunday, Monday, and tonight. You dig? Hell of an interview by all of y'all. I think these interviews are going to be epic. You dig? It is. Y'all might help me get awards. I didn't say I was giving y'all no money off my EBT card. I just said I might get an award for these interviews right here. So that's what it do. Big monster salute to y'all for coming out and doing it, dude, taking time out your schedule. So, all right, y'all, I'm going to way up out of here. You heard Ice Mike. He called in for a quick minute. He didn't do his full interview, but that's how artists be sometimes. They be so busy, you dig, that sometimes it's hard to get it in. But these cats right here, they took it out their time and made it happen. But I'm still going to play the track with him and Darius right here on my way up out of here, because tomorrow, if you don't know, it's wet, wet Wednesdays. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So make sure y'all check out that HLR show, that's Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, every Sunday night. And every Monday after the show, you can call in and ask them questions personally right here on the show. So we're going to make it do what it do. Have a good night. Enjoy yourself. And if you go out and kick it, I'm just saying, Tuesday, some people turn up on Tuesdays. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business, because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. I'm just saying, I'm out.
All I do, all I do, I swear. Get right around my way till the morning, if it's up to you.
You pick and choose, I ain't going nowhere. Cause you're my girl, you my girl. You better tell them niggas, ride past. Damn, bro, that weed, girl. You got one road already, okay, I feel that, girl. Damn, spark the bitch, let me hit. Your friend in the back, too. Oh my gosh, what we gonna do right now is the move. Damn.
All I do.
All I do is think about you.
Even when
you're not here. All I do is think about you.
All I do is think about you.
Even when you're not here. All I do is think about you.
All I do.